pixelated.
Right.
You have no way of knowing what was really on it. You have no way of knowing who was on that phone. You're just believing the guy.
And both phones were hers, technically.
Hello?
Yeah, but he looks good in that blue turtleneck.
Now we get to the truth.
I'm waiting for a rebuttal here.
You know, and you know, I know we don't do it anymore, but I mean, would you, Paula Abdul?
I would.
I would right away.
Yeah.
I don't think I would.
I wouldn't because she's had a breast job.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Because I think you'd see the line.
I bet you'd like to see the line, though.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You never crossed that line.
Hey, Hello. Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, upstairs and downstairs on the Paula Abdul, pink or brown?
Brown.
Which one?
Upstairs.
Yeah.
And,
Are we talking about bleaching?
And I think probably pink downstairs.
Yeah?
Naturally?
Are we in dangerous ground, Mr. Spagnoli?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are.
Thank
really
you,
are.
Though.
I was glad I could answer that.
Need some time. I might not agree, though. Might need some time to think about that.
I agree.
I think brown all around, I think.
Okay. Good answer.
All right. Brown all around. What can brown do for you?
Gray.
I got a guy like that?
Black and gray.
Black and gray.
Nope. Oh.
Really good air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what?
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Where my Marlboro Red?
Okay.
There you go. He's a matter
of... Enough of that.
Any girl who want to buy me back.
In the head house.
Yeehaw.
Okay. When we come back, it's Cinco de Mayo, everybody, and we've got the 10 guys, and we've got the hot balls of fire, and they're going to be going in the pants.
Wow.
And Joe's been cooking it up all day.
Yeah. Tasty hot food.
Somebody's going to win, and somebody's going to really get the itches and the scratches and the
burning.
We'll bring the guys in. They'll select their balls, put the balls into their pants, the Nerf balls, of course.
Yeah, very good.
We'll be right back. And this happy Cinco de Mayo. I'd say it in your language, except it's America. So, happy 5th of May.
Muchas gracias, Donaldo.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Cousin! What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
Don and Mike are tripping. A vacay every day in the month of May. From Independence Air, only on the Don and Mike Show.
I ain't seen a beating like that since somebody stuck a banana in my pants and turned a monkey loose.
Thanks for the pick-me-up, Eddie.
The Don and Mike Show. No fake breath, no condoms, all naked sex and entertainment value. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, it's Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, it is.
And we all know what that means.
I love the date, though. 050505.
Yeah, very significant. You know the significance of that. I don't know why.
555, that's the sign of the devil, right?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Because it's not 666 anymore.
Not 612.
616. 616. I was thinking of
616.
Looking at the calendar this morning when it was 050505. Next year, on June 6th, it will be 666, which
I
guess
happens alarm anyone,
every 10 years. Right.
And everybody should make their preparations.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think 555 is the mark of the semi-Christ. So
wouldn't that happen every year though?
Because they have to have an 06, and that 06, only happens every 100 years.
You don't get that until when it's 30.
I got
30.
You. So it's an important way. This is like the only time in the next 100 years you could say it's 050505.
That's right. And I think everyone should give some thought to the apocalypse.
Now, when it is 060606,
always.
Buzz, what was it like last time?
cold, as I recall. Long time ago.
0505.
Mostly cold.
05. It's Cinco de Mayo. No better way for us to celebrate, Mike.
We ain't got no badges.
Arriba.
We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
It's time for Great Balls of Fire.
Uh-huh.
Let's welcome in to our studios now our guys.
You shake my nerves and you
Here they come.
And here come the guys.
We got, in no particular order, Andrew, Noah, Stephen, Robert, Matt, John, John Richard, who I want to call J.R., James, and Edward.
Wow.
Great balls.
Do we want to deal with this Vaseline issue right off the bat, or what?
Yeah. First, let's get everybody as close to these microphones as we can. And can all you guys, let's do a mic check here. Everybody say hello at once.
Hello. Hello.
Men, crazy men, putting things in their pants.
Now, have any of you guys put Vaseline in your underpants?
No.
You swear to that?
Swear.
Any other protective?
How about the guy in the Red Sox hat? Not that I don't trust him, Mike. But
oh, that's nice.
But the guy said not recently.
Not recently. Okay, well, see, that's the New England sense of humor.
Oh, well, that's
sure
the great. That's great New England Boston act.
Actually, in New England, we have the feast of the petroleum jelly that happens up there. So we have a lot of fun with it.
Joe? As you look at these collective specimens, what can you tell them about what you have put into the hot sauce that the Nerf balls have been soaking in?
Well, first of all, I want to thank them all for coming in so that we can once again torture listeners. Today you'll have a brew of a mild hot sauce base with a spike of cayenne, habanero, and
Jesus,
green
Joe,
jalapeno
God.
Pepper sauce.
Wow, that's
thank
hot
you.
Stuff.
Thank you.
I swear it's like waiting for a metro train.
Now, don't you guys all feel, don't you feel better about yourselves now that you see Joe? I mean, Joe's got to be older than anybody in this room.
Right.
Right? I mean, certainly older than our listeners that are in here. 50. Not older than you. How old are you, JR?
47.
What do you do?
I'm a glass blower.
He gets a hand action a lot.
You can't write it.
I was going to say, that's kind of a push then between who has the worst drop. Joe's the world's oldest phone screener, but you're a
glass blower.
You're a glass blower.
Is there a lot of demand for that in this part of the country?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you good at blowing glass?
I'm good at making really nice glass objects.
Do you wear a pilgrim suit?
We used to have guys as well.
What? Joe? What?
Didn't the pilgrims wear blow glass? Or was it
corny? Oh, dear.
It's more of a Williamsburg thing.
He's getting happy. That's what he's doing. He's getting happy.
It's almost Friday.
Yeah. That's right. He's really happy.
Here's what we're going to do. Let's take a look at Joe's bucket that has all of the Nerf balls that have been soaking in the hot sauce.
Joe's bucket.
Joe's
now, this is a contest of attrition, right? So we're going to have them all do it simultaneously?
Yeah. Now, what they're going to have to do...
Reach down.
Is there a string attached to each of these? Right, a little. Isn't there a little sack that they come in? Or
Mike, there's like a... It's like the tag that you're not supposed to pull off the mattress.
Yeah, that's what they
that's
can kind of
has.
Hold them up before they insert.
And again, I don't know if I'm numb to this, but... I mean, it doesn't smell great in this big
Well, we've
in
been in it for
tub.
A couple hours now.
Yeah, I mean, I've acclimated to it. I'm not sneezing anymore, so it's...
It's very... you're right, though. It's very Bloody Mary-ish.
But Joe said that when they go in to grab, they have to grab one from the bottom, because eventually we'll mix them up. So just, you got to dig in and take one from the bottom.
All right, okay. Well, Joe, why don't you come over here and get a shot of... There you go. Get a nice, handsome shot of me holding this big bucket of balls. Here, get me in the...
It's a Homer paint bucket.
How about get... Thank you. Hey, hi there. Come on, Joe. What are you doing, Mike?
No, I didn't do a thing. I'm too tired to do anything. I didn't do the thing or anything.
Yeah, you
like
did
that.
Thing.
I did not.
That's
I was
okay,
thinking about
did.
It.
That's all right.
I was thinking
thing,
about it,
though.
But I didn't do
it's
it.
It's okay. Yes, you did.
What did you say? You said
yes, you did.
Did you say something about motorcycles?
I said he failed to do that.
Well, I can't hear. I'm tired. I'm out of it today.
Did you do something when I was having my picture taken?
All right, now, is there an honest man in here that will say...
No.
Did you
no
see
fibbing.
Me?
No.
Okay. No fibbing. Did
no
you see me do
then.
Anything?
Okay,
no.
Thank you. Oh, no, I trust. Oh, that's
all right.
Beautiful.
All right.
Send that right out to the fans, Joe.
And you should tell the listeners... You should tell the listeners why there's a rubber band on the station camera.
Do you buy only the best?
No. Because it fell apart,
right?
And... I don't remember.
That, if you take the rubber band off, the camera comes apart in three pieces.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Because at first we put regular Scotch tape on the camera,
right.
And then duct tape, and now it's just a rubber band that's holding
it's
our,
a fine place.
Holding
that's
our digital camera together.
With quality equipment for all.
All right, now, Joe, continue to take pictures as the big bucket of balls is passed over to Mike's side.
All right. Mike, will you be the ball sheriff?
Yeah, I'll be the ball sheriff.
There you go.
That's what I've always wanted to be, Rob. All right, the way this is going to work is everybody's going to take one. You're going to hold it like this. And then when you're given the signal, everybody will put them in their pants.
You're the ball
sheriff? Underpants, that's it, yeah.
It's me, the sheriff!
Shut up!
Excellent.
I want to see you!
Okay, now hold on. Let's get the sounds of Edward. Edward, I need you to speak up. See that mic that was behind Mike there?
Sure.
What was it like reaching in there and feeling that and grabbing that?
Oh, it's great because it's not just saucy, but there's like, there's stuff on it.
What kind of stuff?
It's just nasty.
Okay.
It's horrible.
Can you smell those balls from here?
I could smell them when I walked in.
The balls at me, sir.
Well, Mike, what's happening there?
The man that shook the ball at my face, please don't do that.
Boy, if I had a nickel.
You can blind them.
Yeah, everybody is...
All right, watch out.
Everybody's reaching. Now, Noah, see, can we get Noah on this mic right here? Hey, Noah, I just saw you reach in. You got a ball that's just dripping with goodness. Mike,
and
I
now
think
he's dripping
think,
it on Mike.
I think the sauce is being dripped on
what?
You, Mike.
What? You weren't being an ass hat, were you?
A little bit, yeah.
All right, was he holding it over my head?
Not on purpose,
not
Mike.
Not intentionally.
No,
not on purpose.
Noah, incidentally, already has his pants undone, so it's a little disturbing.
What was that, Matt? What do you think? What?
No tag, I guess.
Oh, Matt has no tag on his mic.
Well, here they all are, you know, a wide variety of gentlemen here.
Yeah, I suggest they prepare by undoing their top button.
All right, please, this is getting a little gay.
Forget about my sister. She got a boyfriend.
It's getting just a little gay in here right now.
Guys, please unbuckle your trousers.
All right, and when everybody's done.
Homo.
All right, John.
Homo.
Robert. Noah,
everybody,
John and
is
James,
everybody unbuckled.
Andrew and Matt and Edward and
James,
you're all unbuckled.
Hang on.
James, are those running shorts you have on?
Running shorts on.
Yeah.
The ball has to touch skin, right?
You have to go inside the underwear.
Yes.
That's the way it works.
The hot balls have to go inside your underpants.
Nowhere.
Now, if you wanted to go by the Frank or the beans.
Yeah.
That's up to you, but it's got to be touching your daisy area.
Right.
And the man who can withstand the hot balls the longest goes to Las Vegas with $1,000.
When you feel like you can't stand it, you do a beeline. You can remove it. There's a trash can right over there.
Ooh.
Throw that in the trash can and then get ye to the